Viduru Vacha Prajapati Pati Shrishtva Praja Sarge Prajapati Kemara Patane Brahman Prabhu Yavyakta Vargadi Viduru Vacha Prajapati Pati Shrishtva Prajasarge Prajapatim Kimara Patane Brahman Prabhu Yavyakta Margavid Viduru Vacha Prajapati Pati Shrishtva Sarge Prajapatim Kimara Patane Brahman Prabhu Yavyakta Margavit Viduru Vacha Vidura said Prajapati Patihi Lord Brahma Shrishtva after creating Praja Sarge, for the purpose of creating living beings. Praja Patim, the Prajapatis. Kim, what? Arapata, started. May, to me. Brahman, O holy sage. Prabruhi, tell. Avyakta Margavid, knower of that which we do not know. Vidura said, since you know of matters inconceivable to us, tell me, O holy sage, what did Brahma do to create living beings after evolving the Prajapatis, the progenitors of living beings? Purport. Significant here is the word of Yukta Margavit, one who knows that which is beyond our perception. To know matters beyond one's perception, one has to learn from a superior authority in the line of disciplic succession. Just to know who is our father is beyond our perception. For that, the mother is the authority. Similarly, we have to understand everything beyond our perception from the authority who actually knows. The first of Yukta Margavid, or authority, is Brahma, and the next authority in the cyclic succession is Narada. Maitreya Rishi belongs to that cyclic succession, so he also is of Yukta Margavid. Anyone in the bona fide line of disciplic succession is a Vyakta Margavid, a personality who knows that which is beyond ordinary perception. I think we can close the door and meet the beginning of that. Om Gyanatimiram Dasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Niditam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Shrayam Rupakada Naikyam Pratati Shapavantikam Vandeham Shri Gurav Shri Jatapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavascha Shri Rupam Sagarjatam Sagana Bhagavatam Vitam Stam Sivivam Shadvetam Shavatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Vadita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha E Krishna Purana Sindhau Deen Bandho Jalakpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate
bhakta kamsha gauram ki radhe vrindavaneshwari krishnabhanu sukhe devi pranamami hori priye mancha kautubhyascha kripa sindho yeva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vidurubhacha, Prajapati Pati Shrishtvaha, Prajasarke Prajapati, Kimara Patane Brahman, Prabhu Yavakta Margarit. Vidura wanted to know about matters beyond his ordinary sense perception. How Brahma created the universe is not within our sense perception. For that matter, history is not within our sense perception. We say that seeing is believing. I want to see only evidence that can be put right before our eyes. But history is not perceivable. It's gone. What happened, you know? What really happened in the American War of Independence, what really happened in the Indian Freedom Movement, so-called, what really happened on 9/11, what really happened yesterday, is not something that can be just put forward, say, here it is, watch it. It's gone. But we want to understand history, we have to hear from someone who knows. Of course, no one knows, generally speaking, in the material world. Who knows what history is? They make it up as they go along. You get a little piece of it, and you're told that's history. Children attend, one of their subjects is history. That's all lies, or largely lies. Selectively chosen truths equals lies. That's history. And of course, according to which country you study history in, history is entirely different. And it changes also from time to time. They move the books around. So history. And what to speak of the history of the creation of the universe, that's not within our power to know. See what I was looking for. Where is that in Bhagavad Gita that Krishna says that, I know. Dame vidu suragana prabhavam na maharshaya ham adhu hidema na maharshina chasarvasha. Where's that? 7th chapter. 10th. That's what I thought. I didn't see it there when I was looking for it. That happens sometimes when you look for it, you don't see it. Maybe do Suragana. Is it? 10:5. No, it's not 10:5. Okay, you've got the book here, you can find where it is. Maybe do Suragana, Prabhupada, Maharshaya. Sorry. 9-2.
So 10-2.
10-2. There it is, 10-2. And they have the gurus through the book. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe I'll take the book and see what the product is. Even the demigods and great sages have tried to understand Krishna by their mental speculation, and they have failed to do so. The Srimad Bhagavatam also has clearly said that even the great demigods are not able to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They can speculate to the limits of their imperfect senses and can reach the opposite conclusion in personalism, something not manifested by the three qualities of material nature, or they can imagine something by mental speculation. But it's not possible to understand Krishna by such foolish speculation. Prabhupada makes the point elsewhere that because these sages and demigods were born, because Krishna precedes all of these demigods and sages, he existed before their birth, they don't know about it. Just like our great-great-great-grandfather, what do we know? We never met him, we were. Well, the only way you're going to know about him is if it's handed down. Your family says your great-great-grandfather did this, 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 this. Then you could know. Otherwise, by direct or sense perception, you don't even have a grandfather because you can't see him. One has to know from authority. This was your father, this was his father, this was his father. This is the line. Otherwise, by mental speculation, people don't know, and they come to some conclusion hidden out of space. The universe comes from a chunk, or as the scientists will say, a highly dense mass of whatever. And they've worked out their calculations, and they've got it all figured out how it happened. Because there was this, and then this, and then this. But for this, and then this, and then this to have happened, there had to be laws. Laws of nature, by the laws of nature, blah, 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 blah. So then you have to explain where the laws come from. If you didn't explain that, you didn't really explain anything. You explained something, but you didn't really get to the bottom of it. You're stuck somewhere in the middle. And even what you think you know, you may or may not be right. So here, Vidura is taking the opposite process. He's not going to try to understand the creation of the universe by mental speculation. It's not going to work. And even if you were, after millions of years of research, able to do some equations and come up with some theories and this and that, he's still not going to get to the root of it. Even Brahma didn't get to the root of it that way. He was sitting on his lotus flower, and intelligently he thought, what am I doing here? Who am I? Where am I? What's this lotus? Where is it coming from? Why am I here? And all of a sudden, he just found himself there, in the dark, on top of a lotus flower, swaying in the wind. And naturally wondered, who am I? What am I doing here? What is this lotus? Where does it come from? An intelligent person naturally tries to ask these questions. And then he thought, well, I'm sitting on the lotus has a stem, the stem's underneath the water, the source has to be in the water. It dove into the water, and swam and swam and swam and swam, and couldn't get to the bottom of it. Finally he figured, if I just keep swimming, I'm just going to keep swimming, I'm not going to get there. So he came back to the top of the lotus, and on the way out of the water, he heard two sounds, ta. He put two and two together, ta, pa, and he got tapa, tapasya, And he understood, I have to do some austerity if I want to understand these things. But then he did, 100 years of austerity. Then by the grace of Krishna, he was able to understand. He wouldn't have understood anything if he hadn't heard those sounds. He got some direction on what to do. Otherwise, he'd still be the doctor. He needed some direction. You do this, then you'll understand. And then he was able to understand that the same personality of Godhead he couldn't reach by swimming or by research work, even within 100 years. That personality of Godhead he was able to see face to face by the process of devotional service. So here, tad-vidyānārtam sā-guru-nivādhi-gaścī. If one wants to understand what is what, then one must approach a glorified spiritual master. Not may, he must. Tad-vidyānārtam sā-guru-nivādhi-gaścī. Eva means definitely. One must approach a bona fide spiritual master, Shrotriya Munish, a person who's heard through the disciplic succession and who has firm faith in Krishna. Tasman Guru Prabhupada Jigyasi Treyutama. If one is curious about the inquisitive, about the ultimate goal of life, ultimate benefit of life, then one has to approach a bona fide spiritual. Shabde Pradesh Nishnata Ramanis and Sinupanashara. So Prajapati Pati Shushtva. Vidura was not asking, please tell me about Krishna the Gopis, please tell me about Guru Rasa, please tell me about so many things. Please tell me about the creation of the universe. This is appropriate to begin in relationship to the world in which we're living. And to try to understand the multipotencies of the personality of Godhead, beginning with the potencies for creation. This is the order in which Sukadeva Goswami has chosen to relate Srimad Bhagavatam, and Sukadeva Sutta Goswami has chosen to transmit Srimad Bhagavatam, and our acharyas also down to Srimad Bhagavatam. This path, not to jump up suddenly to try to understand the most confidential subject matters and misunderstand. So, Prajapati Pati Shushtva Praja Sarge Prajapati. Yatrasarva, Visarva, this is called Visarva, secondary creation. Primary creation is done by the Lord. Lord provides the material elements, the law. Lord provides the laws of nature. That's not supplied by Brahma. That's supplied by the Lord. Again, the scientists have their theory that there was highly dense matter and it exploded, blah, 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 blah. Where did the highly dense matter come from? And again, where are the laws by which highly dense matter under certain conditions explodes? Kantam. They may explain something according to their idea about the sub-creation. But what about the creation itself? The primordial creation, the creation of these material elements. Whether you think it's a chunk or a singularity or a this or that. Where did it come from? In the beginning was a singularity. That doesn't really count. Highly dense this, or highly this, that. Where did it, why is it there? Whatever you think there was, how did it get there? And why? If you're not answering that, you're not answering the question. You're not answering that, you're not answering the question. So many questions like that for which you can give half answers. ultimately, where does everything come from? Janmadyasya, what is the origin of everything? Not what's the origin of things that came from something. That does not answer the question. What's the origin of everything? What's the original source? They're not answering that. Is there any scientist who can say, this is the original source? We've come to the original source by our research work. Not true, not possible. Even time. Where does time come from? You can't see it, you can't taste it, so on, but you know it's there. Where does it come from? Why is there time? In their equations, they all have to have time. Whether you're doing business or you're doing science, you're going to draw graphs and you're going to put numbers. And the time is, say, an indispensable feature. There has to be time. Where does time come from? Your singularity doesn't explode or implode or deplode or in any other way do anything unless there's time. There must be time. Without time, nothing happens. Where does your time come from? And even if they said, no, we know where time comes from, well, where did that come from? They're not answering the question, they're evading the question. They follow the question to its origin, then they have to come to the absolute truth, the origin of everything. But that they can't come to by the mental speculation. They can't get to the tip of the toe of Govinda. That they cannot do. By mental speculation. They can travel at mental speed for millions of years and not get there. Prajapati Pati Shishtva. Praja Sargate Prajapati. There's creation. So there must be intelligence behind the creation. Things don't just fall together neatly. That's not the way things work. There's an intelligent person. So the original intelligent person in the creation is Brahma. Tene Brahma Hridaya Adhikavya. Adhikavya is the original intelligent person. But he has his direction from Govinda, from Krishna.
Kima rabatame brahma prabruhya vyaktamargate. Please tell me how he got started with the creation.
He wants to know how the thing began. Avyaktamargate, because you know these things that I can't know simply by mental speculation or research. Avyakta means not manifest, not something that we can see. Avyakta marga means the path of that. Inconceivable or unmanifest goal. In the 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, also. Sapara Partam. Avyaktop Shareti Das Tamahu Paraman Gatim Yam Prapyanani Vartante Tatama Paramo. In the Vedas it's said that the ultimate goal is avyakta. It's unmanifest. and akshara. Still, it's always there. And paramanita, it's the supreme goal. There's some goal beyond the coming and going of the material worlds. That's permanent. The material world, everything is bhutva bhutva pradiyate, created and destroyed again and again. But there's something which is unmanifest to us and which is infallible and eternal. That supreme goal, yam prapya na vivartante, from which having gone, one never returns. Tad tam apanu. That's my supreme goal, Goloka Vrindavan. My goal is to return to the spiritual world of Krishna. And to do that, we have to approach the person in knowledge of Krishna, the bona fide spiritual master. Only by going through the disciplic succession can we understand Krishna as he is. Okay, any questions?
Thank you very much, Maharaj. I've been going on trying to tell people about God, because most people pray to God. So you ask them, what is the name of that God? They say, the God with that big G.
Like the big?
Capital G. So I tell them, even your name, when you're writing it, you put a capital letter before it. So, in essence, what I'm saying, when you enlighten them, that you tell them God's name is Krishna and is the creator of everything. This that it's like they are hearing it for the first time because they don't know the name of God. Yes.
There's a question there. Is there a question?
How can we make this Krishna conscious to go to most of the African countries? Because they really need it.
Because?
They need it.
Yeah. So we're getting information in our books that what is God? With personality things, they're generally impersonalists. Even though they're Christians, even though they're Muslims, generally their conception of God is impersonal. God has no form, God has no qualities. Maybe God has some name, but they're not very clear about that also. Although, more than other things, that God, at least every scripture, there's a name of God. If you're in Islam, I met some guy, he said, I told him Krishna, he said, Nama, God's name is Allah. I said, how many names does God have? He said, one. He said, Nama. He said, I've seen the books, God has, you know, about 100 and some odd, 1,000 and some odd. According to Islam, God has so many names. There are books that are published now. 1,001 names of Allah, 101 names of Allah. In the Bible also, hallowed be thy name. So every scripture, the importance of the name of God is mentioned. So we're focusing on that. Our movement is built on appreciating the holy name of God. So if you're also Christian or you're also Muslim or whatever, you must be interested in the holy name of God. So that's what our movement is, what we're teaching about. And it's all in books, it's the books.
Now, maybe question is, the culture of the people, some of them, they don't like reading.
They don't like?
Reading.
They
don't like reading.
Okay, so come to our temple and hear something or take prasada. There's no culture where they don't like eating.
There seems to be some culture divide.
Maybe cultural divide, but do they eat? They like eating?
They would if they get the opportunity.
If they get the opportunity, they like eating. So we'll give them the opportunity. Eat Krishna prasada. They can become self-realized by eating. And usually, when we go and distribute prasada and we chant Hare Krishna, then by eating, they link the two. That eating, this eating means Krishna. It's Krishna eating, Krishna food. So then they become self-realized by eating. And they'll chant also. We see practically we distribute food and people begin chanting Hare Krishna. Even the children start running up, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So they... That's not very difficult. Culture of eating is there everywhere. Culture of singing and dancing is there everywhere. But even a person who doesn't read, he can become self-realized by singing, dancing, and eating.
Because this continent is very rich. Yet when you start to look at the way people live their life, all that knowledge is contained in the Bhagavata, it's contained in the Krishna consciousness. Because here you find someone has become very rich, but they don't know how at a certain age you need to renounce, you need to...
So, let them begin by, they don't have to begin by renouncing, they can begin by eating. Singing, dancing, and eating. And for those who are more intelligent and like to read, we have books. Or even if they just like to hear, we have philosophy. But for the more intelligent section, books, philosophy. Otherwise, those who are not so intelligent, no problem, we have nice food and singing and dancing. But then you become intelligent. Good. Singing, dancing, and eating. Yes.
Maharaj, Vidura is said to be as qualified as his father.
Excuse me?
Vidura is said to be as qualified as his father.
Could you speak up a little bit? Vidura is said is something qualified something.
To be as qualified as his father, Vyasa.
Vidura?
Yes.
Yes.
And above that, he's Yamaraj.
Above that?
He is Yamaraj, Vidura.
Yeah, Vidura is Yamaraj.
So why is he asking this question? Is it that he doesn't
know? Slow down, please. Start again.
Why is he asking this question? Is it that he...
Why is he asking questions?
These questions, all the questions.
Yes. Number one is he may have been Yamaraj, but he was cursed to become a Shudra, so now he's Vidura. So Vidura is not, although he's Yamaraj, he's in a different position than Yamaraj. And another thing is he's asking for our benefit.
Oh, that's a question.
Okay. Something else? Yes?
Maharaj, it's said that in the spiritual world, it's conspicuous by the absence of time.
Mm-hmm.
So that means here the time is a material factor.
Here time is material?
It's material.
Yes, sure.
Completely.
Completely, 100%. Well, completely means it's materially, it's material, ultimately it's Krishna. Kalosmi, lokakshaya. Krishna says, I am time. If you look at it that way, time is spiritual. If you look at anything, ultimately it's spiritual. Earth is spiritual, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, ether. They're all spiritual, because they're all ultimately nothing but Krishna. Shakti, shakti, matiya, or abhinna. They're Krishna's energy, so they're not different from Krishna. So ultimately everything is spiritual. Sarvakalavidam brahma, everything is brahma. But at the present moment, things have assumed a material aspect on account of our forgetfulness of Krishna. But in other words, time is the initializing element for material creation. it's you have to have time or nothing happens. So the Lord adds time to the material. All the elements are there. That's the first thing. The Lord provides all the elements. You've got the senses, the sense objects, the primordial Mahabhutas. You have everything. But until the Lord glances over them in the form of time, nothing happens. Then the time is there. Something else. Shall we stop? Okay. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki.